Wake up, it's the Morning Motivation with Brittany Daniel.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. I hope you guys are doing well. Grand rising, rich rising, good afternoon and good evening and good night to my international watchers. I'm your host, Brittany Daniel, and welcome back to the Morning Motivation. We stream on Spotify, Apple Music, and Google Podcasts if you are new. And also, we are live on YouTube and Facebook at 8 a.m. Eastern Time. If you guys want to check out the live interactive version where you can be a part of the Morning Motivation crew, chime in and give your, comments to each and every topic. So thank you guys so much for being here again today. It is July 6th. It is a new month. We had a very interesting conversation about friendships and boundaries and things like that. So if you missed that, go check that podcast out yesterday. And I wanted to talk about, what was the topic? It's getting back on track with our goals. We're about seven months in to, unless somebody else has a topic, then I'm open to that as well. But we have so many goals in front of us. Yesterday, I talked to Tracy on Instagram and we talked about goal setting and getting back on track and just the realistic viewpoints that we have on goal setting and how we can have FOMO because we think that everybody else's goals are being accomplished but ours, or we are accomplishing our goals, but maybe they didn't turn out the way that we thought they would. So we're going to be talking about that today. So I hope you guys are ready. Go ahead and load up the comments. Let me know where you guys are from. And let's say the morning prayer and then get right into the chat. If you are not religious or spiritual, or you do not subscribe to as a follower of Christ, then it's totally fine. I hope that it's okay that I pray for you anyway. And I hope you will stick around because everybody's welcome on the Morning Motivation. So dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much for another day. Thank you for allowing us to come together and fellowship over the internet. Thank you for just putting one step in front of the other and allow, and please reveal any goals, just anything that we need to do to get closer to what you have called us to do, closer to our desires and closer to walking and doing the things that are pleasing in your sight. In your darling son, Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. Amen. Okay. So good morning, She Amber. Happy Wednesday. Good morning, Aisha. Good morning, Edwan. Good morning, Ashley. Good morning, Turquoise. Good morning, Norma. Good morning, Brandy. Good morning, Destiny. Good morning, Brittany. Good morning, Queen. Good morning, such a lady. How are you? Good morning. Good morning, Marta. Good morning, Cooking with Raw. Good morning, Keith Smith. How are you? Good morning. Hallelujah. Blessings. I hope you guys are doing well. If this is your first time watching, let me know where you're watching from. I love when we have new people join the crew and chime in. So everybody's welcome to the comment section. I don't know how to display it on here so you guys can see it when you play it back. But it is there if you guys want to go down and see the live chat. Good morning. It's been a while since I tuned in. Excited to be back. Hey, Apple Dumpling. How are you? It's good to see you. I hope you are doing well. So let me know in the comments if that's something that you guys want to talk about today, is how to get your goals back on track, how to refocus, recenter yourself. Good morning, Touch of Terry. Good to see you. And how we can just override anything that's been going on. I don't know about y'all. What can we say about 2022 so far? I think it's been very interesting. And we're not going to talk about like politically or internationally, so to speak, but we'll just talk about personally. How has 2022 been for you so far? Let me know in the comments. What have your obstacles been? What have you encountered or faced? I know that a lot of people, hello, Elvis, a lot of people have some ups and downs. I can say that for myself. It wasn't a horrible start of the year, but I wouldn't say a fantastic great one for me either. But I would love to know how it's been for you guys. What I can say is I've been very consistent with my goals, trying to build and become a better person, even though I'm not perfect, and continue to work on myself each and every day as much as I can. But I wanted to talk about getting our goals back on track. Let's see, it's Grand Rising. She Amber says it's been a growth period / season learning, a learning year, but so far great. I love that. Grand Rising, Kiki. Hello, Chevy Cheb. I love that too. I think that is, that's a good way to put it. It's been a growing period. Queen says, for me, it's been a year of reflection. I've been learning the importance of the gift of gratitude as well as the gift of discernment. And I think with everything going on, I think gratitude is imperative, because it's easy for us to focus on what isn't going right, what isn't going on right in our relationships, what isn't going right at our jobs and our careers, what isn't going right. It's easy to focus on the negative, right? But having that gift of gratitude and focusing on what is going right is imperative. And I need to do that in some other areas in my life as well. But thank you for sharing, Queen. So how are you guys with your goals so far? What's going on with your goals? Do you feel like you're accomplishing them? Do you feel like, I'm still working on them? How are you guys feeling in that regard? What I can say, and I was talking to Tracy last night on her live stream, was, and I've talked to you guys about this before, Rich Rising Angel, is to really think long-term and have a long-term vision for your life and vision for these goals that we have. Some of them can be short-term, like getting a house and establishing better credit or going back to school, but really setting your eyes on, if I'm X, Y, and Z age, and I'm saying this for all my new folks that may have not heard this part, but if I'm 85 years old, what am I going to be happy with that I did now versus if I weren't to do it? So if you're 25, 35, 45, if you looked at your life as an 85-year-old woman, what would you be happy that you accomplished now? What would you be happy that you took heed to and really accomplished and got to it now versus waiting? Because we can procrastinate because we have, like, we want to be perfectionists. We can, maybe we don't get enough attention in what we're doing, so we give up or we quit, or we're inconsistent with our goals. But what could we do now that's going to really make our older self proud, that's really going to make our older self want to, like, I'm so proud of you. Thank you for doing that for me way back then. Because one day we are going to get older. One day we won't be this young and thriving anymore. So I want to really sit with that and ask yourself, if I'm 85 years old, looking back on the time or the age that I am now, what am I going to be excited and happy that I continued at this age? Is it healthy eating? Is it, hey, I remember I quit smoking at that age. Hey, I remember I got on an exercise plan at that age. I remember, you know, I went and did some therapy at that age and I healed past trauma. What would you be happy that you took advantage of now? Let's see. Apple Dumpling says, this year is the year of recovery. 2021 and early 2022 was rough. Sometimes you have to know when to take a break for you. Break before you and then get back to your goals. Long-term, I'll be the most successful. I love that. With us going and going and going, breaks are definitely important. We just don't want to wait too long, because then it can become procrastination. But yes, I definitely believe in breaks. I definitely believe in taking your time and doing things at your pace, because we live in such a microwave society that we think that everything is supposed to happen immediately, or they're supposed to happen quicker than they ought to. And it's okay to take your time. It's okay to play the long game in slow and steady. So I love that. Thank you for sharing. Brandy says, I feel like I've accomplished some, but I need to stay consistent to meet the rest. Y'all, consistency is one of those words that a lot of people hate, but it's very imperative. Consistency, and I will say this, it doesn't guarantee, nothing is guaranteed. It doesn't guarantee that you'll win this ultimate prize, but you can look back at yourself and be very proud that you stuck with something consistently and got to your goals. And consistency is key, especially long term. So thank you for sharing, Brandy. She Amber says, happy that I found my value in my true self. I love that. Edwan says, it's been hard trying to stay focused and wanting to give up, but also doing enough people care except for self-care. I'm almost 90 day probation period is almost over and was that we were working on. Well, I'm super happy that you stuck to your 90 days that we talked about. It's not probation. It wasn't probation, Edwan. It was just allowing you to reflect on things. And the reason why I tell people, give yourself 90 days for a goal. When I was doing my love coach, when I hired a life coach in that regard, our period was 90 days. So sometimes when people come to me in the coaching program, if you guys do not know, I'm a life coach, and you can get a free 30-minute session with me and we can evaluate if we need to work together or if you have something really short to do. But when it came to that, since you mentioned it, 90 days, when it comes to, say if somebody wants a relationship or they find themselves, they keep dating the wrong people, it's good to just put your habit on ice for 90 days, whether it's, bad eating habits, smoking, whatever the case may be, drinking. It's good to put it on ice for 90 days. If you can't do 90, do 60. If you can't do 60, do 30. If you can't do 30, do a week. Whatever the time period is that works for you. But when you put that habit on ice and you pour into yourself in other ways, either it being like, say if you were having relationship issues or you kept dating the wrong people, the first thing I would tell you is no sex for 90 days. That way you're not focused on pleasing somebody else in a certain regard. You're not putting your attention and time somewhere else when you should be feeding it into yourself. So it's not necessarily probation, but it's time for where you get to focus on you and loving yourself and pouring into yourself. Delayed gratification. I love that. Delaying that gratification, because a lot of that times when we keep feeding into what we want to feed into, it's a distraction. It can make us like look to the right and look to the left when we should be focused innerly. And sometimes if we've always been distracted with things, it's cool to cut some stuff off for a while. It's cool to take a break. It's cool to just say, okay, I'm not going to focus on that. I'm going to put that on ice. And then I'm going to focus internally on what I feel like I need to work on for myself. So, I love that. But yeah, self-care for 90 days, pouring into yourself, reading, exercise. You know, I need to get back into my reading habits and all of that for sure. But getting back to the basics and understanding who you are, what you want. Because when you push everybody else out for a certain period of time and you focus on yourself, it's hard if you're in a relationship, and it can be hard when you have children and things like that. But if you are single and you want to focus on yourself for 90 days, I really highly recommend it as the bare minimum, because it allows you to really do a self-evaluation. It allows you to pour into yourself, self-love, self-care. And self-love and self-care are two different things. Taking care of yourself, seeing in what ways do you want to evaluate what you've been doing versus what's working and what isn't working, you know, and all of those things. So that's what it was. It wasn't probation. But I would be grateful to know I gave myself grace. I would also be glad to know that I began saving money early on in my life. I think grace is super, super important, because, you know, it's about how we talk to ourselves, how we nurture ourselves. And grace is very, very, very key. Because we're not going to get everything right. We're not going to do everything down to the T. Like, you can have something planned out, and if you don't, how are you going to react to yourself? Holding yourself accountable is one thing. Like, all right, girl. All right. We need to get it together. We definitely need to stick to our plan. We said we were going to do this and we didn't do this. Holding yourself accountable is one thing, but beating yourself up, telling yourself that you're a horrible person, you're never going to get this. Like, the negative talk is not going to help. So I love that. Giving yourself grace. Love that. Queen says also delayed gratification, even outside of finances, is another lesson I learned this year. Delayed gratification is something that is very important. And a lot of things are going to be delayed for us, not because we want to. That's just how life is. things don't always work out. Popcorn, that popcorn love thing doesn't happen instantaneously. So delaying gratification can be key for your growth and for your goals. And then Queen also says minimizing time on social media was a life changer, learning not to rely on the dopamine hit from the likes in order to feel worthy. Oh, I love that. That was actually a conversation I think that Breenie Lee had on her YouTube channel. How do you feel worthy? Do you feel worthy or validated, I should say, from social media? Do you feel worthy and validated from what your significant other tells you, what your parents tell you, what other people tell you? Where do you get your validation from? I want you all to think about that. Where do you feel the best? Because no matter what we do, and it's human nature to want to be praised. It's human nature to want, you know, the hand claps and the likes and the comments and all of that. But do you feel that you're less valuable to the world or society if your pictures don't get likes, if somebody doesn't answer your phone call, or somebody doesn't want to date you, or, you know, a friend possibly just didn't show up for you as you thought that they should show up, kind of like what we talked about yesterday. Where do you get your validation from? Where do you get your sense of worthiness or worthy? Do you feel worthy, or do you feel less than when you put something out and nobody watches? Do you feel less than when, you know, you like someone or you want something and it doesn't happen for you? Where do you put your value? Where do you put your self-worth? And I think that this is very key when it comes to goal settings. A lot of us put our worthiness and our self-worth and our self-esteem in our goals, you know, and what we do. And it's a very dangerous place to be in. And I want everybody to kind of reflect on that for a second. Like, where do you find your worth? Where do you find your validation from? Because if it's always external, if it's always, hey, I'll feel good when I get this, I'll know I'm a bag mamma jamma when I have this type of body or I have this. Now, being healthy is key, right? However, is your happiness hell bent and tied to a destination? Is your happiness tied to a thing? I'll be so happy when I get that car. I'll be so happy when I get that house. You know, do you only feel worthy when you're in a relationship? Do you only feel worthy when your video does well, your podcast does well, or your boss recognizes you at work? You know, we talked about being the hardest working person on the team sometime and how that can backfire on us. And a lot of times we overcompensate because we're looking in people to value us. Grand Rising. There was a viral clip that went viral recently. I actually did a whole live stream about the podcast and things like that. But when I was watching Breenie's thing, she said something that was very important. And if you guys don't know, it was a viral clip about submission by Watch Jazzy. And she was saying how she does everything for her significant other. And a part of that, and I'm not going to get into it because I already talked about it on the live stream, but we have to be very mindful and very careful on why we do things. Because if you're doing something for somebody, either a boss, you know, your children, it could be even your children, because I've seen this with parents as well, friendships, your loved ones, where you're constantly giving in hopes that they will validate how you want to be, how you want to feel. You know, it's just like a little kid when a kid is like, mommy, I want to, let me show you. And they instantly want the hand claps. And you can see, if you ever saw a child, and I've seen this in public, I'm not laughing. It's just interesting that I'm talking about this. You ever seen a child online or maybe in person or somebody that you know, maybe your child, mommy, let me show you something. Or daddy, let me show you. And they didn't get the reaction that they wanted from you. And then their whole spirit is crushed. Because either they didn't get clapped for, or you weren't as enthused about whatever they were doing as I feel like adults, we carry that around as well. Like, some of us don't do things out of the kindness of our hearts. You know, we do them for this validation, for this praise, these hand claps, you know, and that's a very dangerous place to be in, because you can do it. And then when you look around and nobody appreciates me, you don't get appreciated, or, you know, your kids don't appreciate you, your significant other overlooks it, or your parents overlook it. And you hear parents say that all the time. I've done all of this for you. You know, and I think it's very interesting, because we have to really question why we do things. What's our motive? Is our motive just to do it, to be a good person, a team player, or are we doing it to get this outward validation? And of course, everybody wants to be appreciated. Everybody wants to feel like, you know, their works aren't going unnoticed. But do we do that with God? Do we like, hey, God, look, I'm down here, you know, doing the right thing. I hope you're watching. You know, or are we just doing it because it's the right thing to do, because we're submitting to what we should do as people? You know, I feel like seeking that validation and having that waiting for that praise and that hand clap is a big reason why a lot of us have given up on our goals, have stopped doing things, because we've made a mixtape and we expected a Grammy from it. And so because we don't get that praise and that notoriety, or the likes, the comments and all of that, or you do something for your friend and she's just like, oh, thanks. You like, girl, I went to Timbuktu to get that gift for you. And all you said was, you know, okay, cool. Or you do something for your kids and they don't care. You know, you done spent all your time and energy and effort at Christmas to go and get that toy. And then 2 weeks later, they don't play with it. But I wanted to talk about that, because it's really at the bottom of it. It's not, we're not doing it because it may be the right thing to do or something that we should do. We do it for that selfish validation, that feeling of feeling worthy, the feeling of, oh, I'm appreciated. It is, you really think about it, it's not for the other person. We might sugarcoat it, paint it up, make it look good, make it smell good. You know, oh, I'm this selfless person. I give and give and give. But why are you truly doing it? What's the root behind it? And the reason why I wanted to bring that up is when I was listening to that young lady talk about how much she gives in a relationship. And then she also talked about how she may not get in the same form. Sometimes we have the hearts to give because we're secretly trying to validate something on the inside. And I want everybody out there to feel worthy no matter what's happening. I want you to feel worthy no matter if you get the likes or not. I want you to feel worthy in full whether somebody praises you or not. I want you to feel worthy in full whether or not you get a thank you. Because that's the true part of being worthy. You're worthy because God said you were worthy. Not because somebody praised you. Not because somebody said thank you. Not because somebody, you know, my nephew, he hugs me and he says, oh, you're the best BB in the whole world. Or I love you so much. And no, that feels amazing, right? That feels great. Oh, thank you for telling me that. Like, everybody wants to be appreciated and validated, right? But I think it's a very dangerous place to be in when we're constantly seeking validation from others. It's okay to validate yourself. It's okay to say, what's that little song on TikTok? Ish, you doing a good job, girl, you doing a good job. Like, I want us to start validating ourselves. I want us to start asking God, hey, how am I doing? Okay, I feel like I'm doing pretty okay. Because if we're constantly seeking the validation, we're going to be overcompensating in certain areas. Then why are we really doing the goal? Why do we really want all of those subscribers? Why do we really want all those listens? It's just to validate what we think is important. And at the end of the day, is that what we were called to do? Is that what we're supposed to do? Or are we supposed to just spread the word and that's it? You know, and I think that sometimes God hides that validation from us, or hides certain things from us to show us that we can't be outwardly seeking all of these things and all of this gratification from people and materialism and our phones and a whole bunch of strangers. a whole bunch of strangers. And sometimes you won't even get it in your own household. Now, is it nice to feel appreciated? Of course, everybody wants the thank you. You're the best mom in the world. Or you're the best girlfriend. Or you're the best boyfriend. Or you're the best husband. You're the best wife. That feels amazing. But I want us to work on, if we can, and it might not be for everybody. Some of y'all probably already got this down pat. Okay. But for some of us who are seeking validation from one thing to the next, is to really validate yourself. Are you happy with you? Do you feel like you gave your best? Not what James on your team thinks, not what, you know, your mom thinks, not what your dad thinks, not what your sisters, your siblings, your significant other thinks. How do you feel about you? Do you feel like you put your best foot forward? Now, there's always areas that we can grow, so it's okay to get constructive criticism from the outside. It's okay to look to people like, hey, what do you think I could do better? But also, how do you feel about you? How does God feel about you? Validate it. The validation, in my personal opinion, should be between this. And then you can ask your significant other, you can ask your kids, hey, what areas can I work on and be better? That's okay, because we all need to grow. We can't think that we're so high and mighty that we're holier than thou, that we don't need no type of straightening, is what my honey calls it. No, we can all use some straightening or to be better or to be, you know. But how do you feel about you before you go to the outside, your significant other, you know, how do you feel about you? How do you validate yourself? You know, you could work hard all week. What do you do for you? Do you tell yourself, you know what, you did amazing. You were about to cuss her out, but you kept your mouth closed. You were about to argue, but you walked away. I was about to, you know, even though nobody watched, I still put out my content. Even though, and I'd hate to say that, I don't want to say that. Even though I didn't get the viewers that I wanted to get, I still put out the content. Even though, okay, I was supposed to say 50, but I say 45. And not to shortchange yourself, but when we give ourselves that validation and we fill our own cups up, everything else is extra. We're not seeking it. If they say it, great. If they don't, cool too. You know, then we're not seeking like, is anybody going to tell me I did a great job today? Is anybody going to say I did? You know, and it's human nature. So I don't want to, you know, it is what it is. There's going to be some form of us that are always going to be like, hey, did anybody see what I just did? But I want us to be very careful with not putting too much emphasis on the outside world and what they have to say. Validate yourself. Ask God to validate you. Really think that's important. Queen says unconditional self-love because we have to love ourselves in and at every stage of our lives. Absolutely. Because no matter what, nobody can fill a void that you have inside of you. Nobody. Not the best man in the world, not your children, nothing can fill a void that has been caused by something else. We have to fill it. We're the only ones that can go inside and fill it, or else we'll be looking for external things to fill it, whether it be social media, whether it be drugs, whether it be alcohol, whether it be a bunch of things. And again, nobody's perfect. So that might take time for you to realize, but I really want everybody to kind of do a internal examination. Where do you need where does your validation come from? And if it's outside, it's okay. We can always work on that. We can always get you back. But I really challenge you guys for the rest of the week to start seeking your own validation. Okay, you turned in that report and that wasn't what your boss wanted, or it wasn't the best, or he's like, eh, you know, you did good on that. Okay, well, what could I do better, Bob? What did you want to see? Because we get, and I think that starts from school when we're kids, like, getting a golden star, getting our stuff put on the refrigerator. I feel like we have to work on validating ourselves a bit more just so we're happier with us. You know, okay, thanks for telling me that. I didn't need it because I already knew it. You know, then you won't need the good morning beautifuls and you won't need it. Will it be nice? Yes, but it's extra. Especially when you're dating, especially when you're single. I mean, and it could be in a relationship too. So I don't want to just, you know, pinpoint the singles, but I think that that's a very overlooked thing for our society, especially here in America, when everything is validated by everybody else. Every outfit, every shopping spree, every, you know, home renovation, because we share our worlds so much online for the most part. So are we seeking validation from others? Or are we happy that we did the best that we could? Because sometimes a lot of people will come to me and they want to be content creators. They want to start YouTube channels. They want to start podcasts and things like that. And man, it does suck when you spend your time, your energy on something that you think is great, and then you put it out to the world and nobody watches. But what's dangerous about that, it doesn't mean your video isn't great. Just people may not think the same thing as you did. It's like when people put together an outfit. You ever seen somebody like, oh yes, girl, that outfit is bomb. I'd be looking at it like, I don't know about that one. Everybody's opinion is different. But instead of putting up the content and that you love and waiting on all of these random people that you will never meet most of the time to validate it and tell you it's good, why can't you just be like, you know what? I put it out. It was a great video. On to the next. And I want you guys to know that all of this stuff is programmed. All of this stuff is programmed for us to, like Queen says, to get the dopamine hits, to get the gratification from outside sources. Years ago, that was not a thing. That was not a thing. Maybe you got one or two opinions about your outfit and you called it a day. You looked yourself in the mirror and you said, okay, I like it, girl, what you think? All right, I'm cool, cool. That was it. Now we seek validation from strangers, which is really crazy to think about. Somebody in your life can be like, girl, that's so cute. Oh, my picture only got 50 likes. Oh, Jesus. It's really interesting if we really think about it. Lacey says, good morning. Good morning, Lacey. So glad to be able to catch you again. Thank you for being here. Good morning, Dia. She Amber says, be your number one validation person. Absolutely. And then God too. Like, I feel like there's nothing wrong with looking at God and be like, hey, are you happy with what I'm doing? Does this represent you? Does this represent what you've called me here for? Because at the end of the day, that's what it's all about. You know, are we living the lives God has called us to live? So I think that that's something to take into consideration as well. But yes, we need to be our first form of validation. Do you like it? How do you feel about it? How do you feel in it? You know, because sometimes we can love something and we get one person, a sister, a brother, a stranger. I don't like that. And then we don't like it. Why? If you like it, who cares who doesn't like it? You know, there's one thing I can say about some folks is they do not care about what people have to say about their fashion, about anything, because they like it. And I feel like that's a very healthy place to be in, because we shouldn't be doing things for other people to validate us. You should do it because it's out of the kindness of your heart, because you want to do it. It's just like for me, I don't loan money. And the reason why I don't loan money is either I have it and I give it, or I don't give it at all. And that validation of needing it back or wanting it is something I just rather not go through, because I don't want to beef with anybody about money. And there was a reason why I said that. But so if you're going to do something for somebody, I think you should just do it out of the kindness of your heart, or don't do it at all. Because if you're doing it just to be like, well, I did this for you, you know, a lot of people can be like, okay, well then don't do it. You know, I don't know. That's just how I think about it. Percy says, yes. Good morning, Brittany. Good morning, Percy. I'm proud of myself for saving and investing. I do have a question, but it's kind of off topic and I don't want to lose your train of thought. Go ahead and ask it, Percy. No problem. You can definitely ask and I appreciate it. KK says, yes, preaching. I used to always get it from my friends and whoever I was dating at the time, and I am not trying to. And sometimes we do it subconsciously. You know, I go to him sometimes, I'm like, well, what do you think about this outfit? And if he doesn't give me the reaction, I'm like, oh, it's not good, you know? So everybody does it, but I want us to get to a place where we're confident and comfortable with ourselves to where we don't need it. It's just extra. You know, it's some people, they don't care. They will wear what they want to wear. They'll be who they want to be. And as long as you're not hurting or harming anybody or making anybody uncomfortable, I say go for it. But you have to validate yourself in that. If you want to wear that big old purple hat and everybody and their mama thinks that purple hat looks crazy, who cares? Wear that purple hat. You know, I'm so happy that people are being proud of their bodies. And it's one thing to, yes, of course you want to be healthy, but if you want to wear it, wear it. You know, as long as you're not putting yourself in harm's way, I don't see the big deal. As long, like I said, as long as you're not harming others, you're not hurting anybody, and you're in your own zone, I feel like our validation has to come from us. Because if we're constantly seeking it, it's a never-ending cycle of, you're just always going to be seeking that. You're always going to be like, is this okay? Is this okay? How do I look? How do I, did I? It's going to be all of this second guessing yourself. And when you second guess yourself, then you don't know what to stand firm on for you. It's always going to be, if you don't get in the habit of affirming yourself, reassuring yourself, telling yourself and validating yourself, it's always going to be like we talked about making friends yesterday. And the interesting part about that is a lot of people were in their bubble and shy because they were worried deep down about what somebody else thought of them. A lot of people don't make friends. It has nothing to do with the other people. It has everything to do with, is this person going to like me? Is this person going to think that I'm stupid because I'm by myself? A lot of people will not go out by themselves, not because they're going to be bored, not because of anything, but I don't want people to think that I'm lonely. A lot of people won't make friends, not because they don't want them, because you're worried about how other people are going to view you. And I tell you, a lot of times people are so wrapped up in their own world, they ain't thinking about you much. And I think that that's a beautiful place to be in, because when you tell yourself, ain't nobody thinking about me, it gives you this freedom to go out and be bold and approach that person and walk up to them and say, hey, I love your shoes. So what's your name? You know, hey, what do you do? And people who don't like the what do you do question, that goes back to, again, them being validated by other people. Like some people say, I don't like when people ask me what I do because I feel like they're instantly gonna judge me or put me in a tax bracket. So they'll lie or they won't say anything, which to each their own. And sometimes people can be like that, but who cares? Like, why are we always switching up what we do and how we move for other people? I do it to start a conversation. I don't care if you are an astronaut or whatever, but if you might have a cool job, I'm like, oh, wow, that's so interesting. Tell me about that. Like, I've always wanted to know how that works. You know, it shocks me when people want to go into the medical field. I feel like we have to stop seeking validation. I see your super chat, Percy. Thank you so much. But let me answer KK's question really quick. KK says, be like that anymore. Do you have any suggestions on working on that validation? Validate yourself. Words of affirmation. Girl, you look good today. Or ask yourself, how do I feel about me? Like, Brittany, how do you feel about yourself? Well, girl, I think I'm pretty okay today. You know, how do you just have to start tapping in and start reassuring and affirming yourself before you ask anybody else? Or sometimes just try affirming yourself and not asking anybody anything. I think that's how you do it. It's just like, instead of, well, what does this person think? Wait, let me stop that. What do I think? What does God think? I like it. Okay, and that's it. You know, have you ever heard somebody say, well, girl, I don't like that. Who? I didn't ask you. I like it. Thank you. Husband, I don't know about it. I don't know about that, babe. I like it. Can I do me? Even kids, mama, I don't like that. I ain't ask you a little bit. Thank you. But I ask you. Keep your opinions to yourself. It's like, mama, you validate yourself. I like it. And stand firm on that. And don't spend a whole lot of time worrying about other people and what they have to say. Because remember, we read the four agreements. It's not about you anyway. I think that's how I would start that. Percy says, okay, I made a mistake. I told my brother how much I made, and now he thinks it's a good idea for us to buy a house. Don't you love how yo stuff becomes y'all? All he sees is the investment part, but I think it's a horrible idea. Your thoughts? Don't do it. No, I'm not doing that. It's your money. No, I'm not doing that. He's saying like, oh shoot, my brother got the good credit score. He got the money. That's all I need. No, if you already think it's a bad idea, Percy, then I'm sorry, bro. He's going to be mad 9 times out of 10, especially if he's not self-assured, and him needing you, that might be a recipe for disaster. If it was your significant other and y'all came up with a plan, that's different. But what happens if he gets mad at you? Y'all get into it. Who's going to move out? That's like y'all are, when you buy a house, and this is for anybody that's single. When you buy a house with somebody that you are not married to, you are entering into a contract, marriage binding. And then if it's just you on the deed or on the mortgage, you're solely responsible, Percy. So if he loses his job, it's still your responsibility. If it's your house, right? Even if he pays you rent, which is not a bad thing, if that's what you want to do. Say if you did want to buy a house, if you were looking into a house and he wanted to move in with you, then hey, you got a roommate. Then he can help you with the mortgage. I don't think that that's a bad thing. But if you already say it's a bad idea, then don't do it, because you know your brother and you know all of that. So you don't have to. He said, well, we should buy a house again. Hold on. How did me and you become a we? Now, if you and your brother get along, if everything is cool, this is what I would do. So if you do want to do it, just say if you thought about it and you're like, okay, that's not a bad idea. If you make the money and you have the credit, it needs to be your house. Because if anything were to happen, he could just move out and boom, you have a house to yourself. If you want to get married. But if both of y'all own it together, if you're both not on the same page, what happens when somebody wants to get married or somebody has a girlfriend? Like, it's not an apartment where y'all could just leave. Y'all have to sell it and then split the assets. What happens if somebody doesn't pay their part of the rent? Like, you got to have that. If you do it, there needs to be a contract. There needs to be a lot thought about. It's not an apartment. So you shouldn't go in willy nilly. But if you think that it's a bad idea, because you know your brother, don't do it. But you can buy the house on your own and have him help you with the mortgage. He can move in. And then when he gets to a place financially, then you can possibly. But that's a big deal. Because a house is for real. It's nothing to play with. It's a real investment. But you're binded contractually to a piece of property. So it's like a marriage. You're married to a piece of property that you are responsible to take care of. So it's not an apartment. If y'all wanted to get an apartment together, that'd be a whole different story. I'd be like, well, if somebody leaves and you just take over the rent until they, you know, the rent is up, blah, blah, blah. But it's a house. It's a long term, unless you sell it, unless you rent it out. It's long term. So if you and Percy ain't said nothing yet, so you let me know, Percy. But if you and your brother already don't get along, but I have an issue with him saying that he thinks it's a good idea that y'all buy a house together. Percy says, I told him if I buy it in my 30s, it's going to be with a woman. And look, I don't think that there's anything wrong. I have neighbors that live together. They're men and they live together. I don't think that you have to necessarily be in a marriage relationship or anything like that to buy a house. Property is property. It's still an investment. If you can afford it, if you have the credit score for it and all of that, I don't think it's a bad thing. You just need to know what you're getting yourself into, because it's not a lease. It's not something you can break. It's not something that you can just get out of willy nilly. You know, it's a contract. It's long forming. So unless you sell it, you're in that house. And there's a lot of stuff that comes along with home ownership as well. So you have to decide, is that something that you want to do? I don't think that that's a bad idea. I've seen men do it all the time. It will cut costs on your mortgage, but you know your brother. So if you don't want to live with your brother, then don't do it. It's still your money at the end of the day. Brandy said, I needed this today. Thank you, Brandy. Amber says, what helps me was sticky notes and reading them in the mirror every day. I took them off once I mastered it and believed that I could, that believed what I read, and they all stayed there for a while and now they are off. I love that, but that's true. You got to validate yourself, and words of affirmation really do help. You submit those thought processes every single day. No problem. But yeah, validate yourself. Validation of self is key. So Percy, you need to validate yourself. And what do you want to do? Because at the end of the day, it sounds like it's your money and your credit score being in this realm. And if you're not ready to buy a house, if that's just something you're not into right now, then it's just, that's not, and it's not your responsibility to take care of your brother either. He's grown. So yeah. Jessica says, good morning, everyone. Good morning, Jessica. It's always a good day when I'm able to catch live. It's 5:41 on the West Coast. Thank you for waking up. Girl, I don't know how you wake up that early. I did it when I was on the West Coast and it was painful, y'all. Getting up that early to do morning motivation was painful. Let's see. Chris Long says, I can't live with family anymore. Yeah. Setting healthy boundaries. Queen says, setting healthy boundaries with certain people in our lives is a helpful way of practicing self-love, because we learn not to absorb their something, sometimes negative, unsolicited opinions about our decisions. Absolutely. And you can, honestly, you can get to a point where we're grown, right? We're adults. And I understand, depending on your background, if you're Caribbean, African, anything that you say to your parents can be talking back. Even some African American, anything can be talking back. But you can say, you know, I appreciate that, but mom, I don't want your opinion. I want to do this on my own. And it may hurt. They might be like, oh my God, who are you talking to? All of that stuff. I don't want your opinion. I didn't ask for your opinion. And they might not like that. But you can tell people, I didn't ask for your opinion. And that sucks. That hurts. That even like stings a little to even say it. But sometimes that's that boundary. Because if you think about it, there's nothing wrong with saying, I did not ask for your opinion. It sounds like you're getting smart. It sounds like you're being rude. But I don't know any other way to say it. Because to me, it's rude that you gave me your opinion without me asking for it. So that's a tricky one, but it's very, very true. Right? I didn't ask for your opinion. But we need to really, I feel like that's something that's very important, especially with our goals, is learning how to validate ourselves, learning how to not have to seek the likes, the comments, the subscribers, and if you're a content creator, for those of us, the evaluations. I remember not caring about evaluations anymore with my job, and it just freed me. I was like, I'm just going to do my best. And whatever that evaluation says, it's going to say. I wrote down everything that I've accomplished, everything that I did. It was what it was. And I feel like you can definitely seek feedback. I don't think that there's anything wrong with going to your significant other and saying, hey, honey, so I feel like I'm doing great, but how do you feel? That's different, right? When you're trying to better yourself, you can ask your friends, hey, what areas do you think that I could improve on or that I'm great at? Like, that's something that's because you're growing yourself. So I don't want us to ever think that nobody's opinion matters, because sometimes people can't say things to help you. Sometimes people do have your best interest at heart. I don't think that all opinions are bad. Even the unsolicited ones, they're not all bad. But I don't want us to seek validation from others first. Now, again, constructive criticism is different when it's wanted and needed. But at the same time, it's like, is that what I need right now? Because maybe that piece of constructive criticism or that unsolicited advice could be the straw that breaks the camel's back. It might not be something that you need in that moment. And that might be something that you don't want in that moment. And you can say I appreciate it, but I don't want your opinion. And that's going to hurt people's feelings. But how does your feelings feel when they tell you what you didn't ask for, what you didn't want? You know, did they give you that same courtesy that they want from you by you saying that, hey, I didn't ask. I appreciate it, but I don't want your opinion in this area. They didn't ask you before they told you what they thought, but you the rude one. We be so one-sided sometimes. My people. Or I guess people in general. We're quick to tell other people that they're rude. We're quick to tell other people, you know, that they're mean, but you know, we got to just be a little bit more realistic. Any more questions, comments, or concerns? She Amber says, let me see. Switch up my videos for a little bit. Okay. All right. Angel says, I smile and simply say, oh, okay, thanks. And see, but that's being, and I'm not saying, Angel, that you're wrong. But then we're telling them thank you for something that we didn't want. Why can't we be honest? Why can't we be honest? Why can't we be, you know, thank you? And because then we're putting up we're not being true to ourselves. We're validating what they need, but they weren't thinking about what we needed. It's like people would be very selfish. Like it's cool. It's cool to hurt my feelings or give me advice I didn't ask for, but I'm supposed to tiptoe around your feelings so I'm not rude, so I'm not being disrespectful. And you got to tread lightly. You know your people, you know your parents, you know your friends. I'm not telling anybody to be disrespectful. If they feel like it's disrespectful, then it's cool. But I just feel like we're all adults, and I feel like you should be able to express yourself in a healthy way, because I don't think that by saying, it sounds rude, but I don't think by saying, you know, I appreciate it, but I don't want your opinion on this topic. Oh, somebody's gonna have a fit, but it's not, if they listen to it, it's not because it's about you. It's about how they feel. Again, selfish. And again, that's that outside validation. Like we have to sometimes in putting those boundaries, and then maybe they'll think twice about telling you their opinion. It could be friends. It doesn't have to necessarily be parents. It can be friends. It can be a significant other. Somebody give me, if you guys have any other suggestions on how to say that directly, let me know. Because we've been taught that that's rude. We've been taught that that's rude. But telling somebody, I don't want your opinion on this topic right now, I don't see why that's a bad thing. Because that's exactly what you mean. You're not saying it in a rude way. You're not being disrespectful. But somebody's going to take that as disrespect, because we have a lopsided view on disrespect, in my personal opinion. Angel says, you will be true to yourself because you're going to do what you want anyways. Their opinion doesn't matter. So you don't want to waste your breath. Okay, I like that. I like that. Angel says she's just going to be like, okay, thanks. For me, I don't want to hear it. Because the next time, I don't want to hear it. So I love that. Thank you, Angel, for that. Percy, I hope you got your question answered. And I pray that we all find validation in ourselves. And again, I'm one person. So if that doesn't work for you, then you don't say it. But I hope that you guys got something out of this conversation today, seeking validation for yourself. Dia says, yes, some people do too much with advice and it's actually offensive, especially the elders. And then see with grandmas, it just depends on who you're talking to. So I get it. So we just have to tread lightly. We're just, you know, all right, grandma, thank you. Bye. Just walk away or something. I often say I'm looking for someone to listen and vent, not options yet. Ooh, I like that, KK. I like that. That's setting a boundary where you're like sugarcoating it and it's not too much. I love that. I like this one. I'm just looking for somebody to listen to me right now. Not really options yet. I invent not. Love that. Love that. Love that. Love that. Thank you, Angel. Good morning, Tazzy. Thank you. Or Tansy. Hey. Percy. You missed everything, girl. Percy says, yes, Brittany, people are full of opinions and what they think you should be doing. I just had to tell my landlord that, and he tries to be a landlord slash life coach. It's like, you know what? I love what KK said. I'm not looking for, I'm not vetting options just yet. So, yeah. And you can always, again, like Angel said, do what you want to do in the long run. Yeah, you missed it, girl. You got to watch the playback, but I hope you guys have a beautiful and blessed day. I hope that you guys took something from this conversation. Validate yourself. Ask God. Get your validation from God. You know, we got to just start. So just pay attention this week on where you seek and get your validation from. That's the challenge this week. But I will see you guys tomorrow. I hope you guys have a beautiful and blessed Wednesday. And I'll talk to y'all later. Bye, y'all. Have a beautiful and blessed one.